eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got from McGurk's on trade deadline day. 9 hours to go. Phil still haven't done anything, but we're hoping, and I think frankly expecting that they will, as we broadcast from McGurk's on this trade deadline day. The entire show brought to us by Clear Rum, available at Citizens Bank Park during all Phillies games and also right here at McGurk's. All right, we roll till 10. Station rolls till 6 o'clock tonight here. And Joe Giglio, of course, will be taking over along with you from 10 to 2 today. And Giglio already in the house, big baseball fan, and joins us right now for his perspective. He'll be with us this hour. Joe, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
So first off, congrats on all the success with the midday show. I will say on behalf of me, John and James, who of course loved, you know, hosting that show, we're so happy for you and Hugh because the show sounds great.
Well, thank you.
How do you feel about it?
It feels great. I said it from the first few weeks Hugh and I worked together. It didn't feel like it was a brand new show, which made me feel good. So yeah, we're enjoying it, and we're excited for today.
You're poaching all of our old callers,
of course.
All the people that can only call in the midday and only listen in the midday. And
it is fun getting to know a new audience. I mean, you guys are getting to know the
sure.
same thing.
What about getting to know Hugh? Do you find yourselves sort of melding into one another, that you're almost the same person now
because
you spend
so
much time together?
Well, Hugh says that I can
speak. Because that's what happened with me and Joe.
I can speak Hugh now. Like when he says things, and no one really knows what he's talking about. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. It happens. It
you
happens
can translate.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. Well, the show sounds great, so congrats. For real. What do you want to see the Phils do today? What do you expect them to do?
Well, I want a bat. I mean, I think they need a significant bat. I know the best hitters probably aren't getting moved, right? The whole Bellinger-Soto thing. Those teams, they're still in it. So I don't think anything significant like that. But whoever the best power hitter they can get today, they need it. I just don't think this offense is good enough as it is presently constructed. So I need them to get a bat by 6 o'clock today. And as far as what I think they'll get a bat, maybe not as good as one I want, but I think they'll get a bat. And I also think they need a relief pitcher. I look at this bullpen, and I say it's been really good for them, but I'm afraid they're going to leak oil. Kimbrel has run out of gas down the stretch of seasons lately in his career, and Alvarado has been up and down with injuries.
Yeah.
Sir Anthony looks nothing like last year. So I want another relief pitcher and certainly a guy that can hit for some power.
So we're coming back to the phone lines in just a moment. A couple questions here for Joe, and then right to the phones at 215-592-9494. So, Joe, Ben had a interesting phraseology. Ben, would you lay that on again? Addition by what?
Addition by production.
It's a great line.
It's perfect
for today.
Yeah. It really is.
Because there's a number of dudes that obviously could play better. All right, so, Joe, let's drill down on this. Of all the players that have struggled to varying extent, but struggled, and I would include Bryce Harper's power in that, Trey, obviously, Castellanos lately, Schwarber's batting average, JT, of all of that or perhaps more, who do you have the most confidence that they'll, you know, turn it around, and who do you have the least confidence?
Yeah, I have the most confidence in Bryce. Look, I don't know if the power is coming back this year. We've seen this before. Guys that have Tommy John, especially.
I don't have confidence in Bryce for the power.
So, and that could take a full year.
I mean, it could.
Especially, I've noticed it over the years. guys that have the Tommy John on the lead arm, right? Bryce is a right-handed thrower, left-handed swinger. It's like that extension arm. For some reason, the power does come back. Ohtani had it, right? Ohtani obviously hits left-handed, throws right-handed. He only hit like 7 home runs in the pandemic season, hit 18 the next year, and then since then he's been, you know, 50 home run kind of guy per season. So I'm not sure if it's coming back, but I do have confidence Bryce will keep hitting the ball well. Hopefully power comes with it. Least confidence this year, it's Trey Turner. I just think the guy is lost right now, and I don't know if it's coming back, and I'm also worried about his trend line. You look at Trey Turner's last 4 years, he's gone down each year. Yeah, I think he peaked about 4 years ago, then he was really good, then he was good, and then whatever the heck we call this year. So hopefully next year he's better, but I don't have much confidence to Trey this season.
Who are some options for arms that we could add bullpen-wise, Joe?
Yeah, I think there's a lot out there. I mean, every team that is either half in it or out is willing to trade a bullpen arm. I mean, the Cardinals are a team. Gallegos is there. Helsley, who pitched against the Phillies in the playoffs last year, is a potential. So I think there are bullpen arms to get. And it's just a matter of finding the right fit, and they could be expensive. So it's a matter of, you know, getting a guy that's not too expensive, but obviously could help.
You know, so I'm chuckling here, John. I'm looking at you, asked that question. I'm thinking, man, you and me. I mean, I'm Mr. Baseball, but we got Ben Davis, Joe Giglio, and James Seltzer with us right now.
No,
it's a lot of baseball.
You're right.
How would you rank them, John? Baseball knowledge. Davis, Giglio, Seltzer.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
This is a lot of pressure.
I mean, anything other than Ben won.
Yeah,
is
Ben
enough.
Is the clear one. I mean, let's be honest.
I would hope I'd win that one.
I don't know. These guys know a lot. Ben, I do think you
I think you got to throw Fritz in there, too. What do you? If you were here, you got to throw
Fritz
him
would
in.
Throw, Fritz would throw himself in. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric right now on trade deadline day in Cherry Hill. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, Eric.
Yeah, so I know this isn't a popular opinion, but yeah, I kind of want to see Nola go. Every time I see him pitch, it's just like 50-50. Like, this guy is either great or it's like, they showed a stat against the Pirates where, like, the third and fourth inning, he gives up, like, a ridiculous amount of runs. And it's like, you know, you're just, like, holding your breath to see, like, if he's going to, like, implode or... And, you know, I'm just getting kind of tired of it. Like, I love him, you know, but they're not going to trade him. But, you know, I would like to see them try to get something while he's still worth something.
Well, he makes us a better team in the here and now. He helps us get to the postseason. This is a really difficult spot for this organization. How in the world do they make this decision? Where are they leaning?
It's already made for them. They don't have anybody to replace him.
Yeah, I don't think there's a decision today. The decision is, you know, November 1st. Are they going to keep him or not? And how much are they willing to offer him? But I don't think they're even thinking about Aaron Nola today. Right, Ben? That's not on the table.
I don't think they can. Who are you going to call up? Mick Abel from AA?
Yeah.
Who's had an up-and-down year? They just don't have anybody that could fill that void and give them innings.
I mean, theoretically, could they trade him out and in a different trade, acquire a starting pitcher, like get a freaking Kyle Gibson? Like, yeah, I'm talking him from last year. Yeah, theoretically, or 2 years ago, whatever the hell. Like, theoretically. But that's a lot of machinations. I don't think that's all happened in the next 9 hours.
I would say there's a 99% chance he doesn't get traded.
Correct.
You know, they don't have anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, you can win one of two cool prizes today, man. An Eagles jersey with this new Kelly Green, or you can win tickets to see Tim McGraw. Give me a big answer. Who or what marches to the beat of their own drum?
Yeah, so this guy, you know, he's like one of the greatest rappers, and then he was hanging out with Martha Stewart. He just does whatever he wants. You know, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop's a good answer.
Yeah, great one.
Snoop's a really good answer, no question. You know who did, John, back in the day, the punky quarterback? Jim McMahon.
Yeah, he was.
That's a good one.
Ben, I don't know if you heard this story.
A star.
From 2 weeks ago, Ben, I was talking to Jim McMahon, Goffout, and you and I have been two together in the past. Talking to Jim McMahon for 10 minutes. I had no idea it was Jim McMahon.
Really?
I thought it was some guy named Jim. I'm not making this up.
So what were you talking
about? Did he
not
have sunglasses on?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Does he look that different now?
Well, his head was
he's
shaved.
He's bald, right?
Yeah, he's bald. Okay. The bald is what I think threw me off.
Right.
And so it was me, him, and Tommy Green, Ben. And he spent a tremendous – and by the way, his head seemed great, meaning, you know, we all worried about the brain.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we had a totally normal conversation. So
that's
I think he's
good.
Likely better there than at least we perceived. But he spent a tremendous amount of time talking about his infected foot. And he was showing me photographs. And I thought I got some guy named Jim showing me pictures of his foot. He was hobbling around on crutches, and I'm like, oh, this guy Jim's got a bad wheel.
I bet he was wearing
freaking
sunglasses, too, right? Because didn't he have something with his eyes where one eye was sensitive?
The light.
He always
sensitive to the light.
I feel like if he was wearing sunglasses, you would have figured it out quicker, right? I mean...
I don't know. I really don't remember.
Did you figure it out end of conversation or
here.
After was over?
During.
Oh, during.
But
okay.
Is that not the worst when you figure out afterwards? Yeah, like, oh, my God. I just made an ass of myself.
But I called him Mike. Damn.
Mike McMahon. Yeah. All right, let's talk to let's go to John right now, Manny Young. John, how you been, man?
What up, fellas? Great
hey,
show,
John.
Man. I have so many points because the show's been touching so many things, so I'm just going to rapid fire through a lot of this stuff, all right? When the Mets signed Verlander and Scherzer, it reminded me of when the Blackhawks signed Taves and Kane, and I was like, oh, wow, they're going to really make these guys their team for a while. And then they already suck, and they fire-sailed Scherzer out of there. So I actually love the Verlander idea for the Phillies. I think that's a good call. I think the Mets have cash, and they need prospects, so... I have a feeling we could get him by the end of the day. I would love a Verlander. I would love a Dylan Cease. I would love a Duvall. I think Ben was right on with Duvall. Well, Ben's always right on. He's a Malvern guy. But also what he said was great about putting Schwarber seventh. I think the Stotts, the Bones, the dudes with the good averages should be the first four guys. And put all the scary names that aren't producing in the back end of the order. Because even if like a Turner is struggling right now, you're not going to tell me that a major league pitcher takes his at-bat not very seriously. Like, he's still Trey Turner, and at any moment could pop. So I think you put all those names in the back, so there's the back end of the rotation is still scary. And, I mean, not rotation, the back end of the line is still scary, but you have all your best hitters in the front, which is how it should be done. I think that's a no-brainer. First of all, Aaron Nola, I've been saying this for months now. You don't go that deep into the World Series throwing as hard as you possibly can. They only had a five-man rotation. The Houston Astros, they had a six-man rotation that whole year. And that's why you see Framber Valdez bounce back the way he did, because they had more rest. So Aaron Nola is already he was already one of the guys that took most time on the mound. So you add deep into the playoffs, throwing as hard as you can to try and win the World Series, and then the pitch clock. I think it's clear that's why his velocity is down, and I hate to see his last year here be a disappointing one. So I do think he's going to go somewhere else because someone else is just going to pay him an extra $20, $30 million that we won't, and that's a shame. But the show rocks. I think that's all I got. I think that's everything I got.
Oh, thank you, John. John, give me an answer.
Their own beat.
Yeah,
who dances their own beat? I'll tell you what. He's the closest thing we've ever seen to Happy Gilmore. Mr. Grip It and Rip It, John Daly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's
sure.
A good one.
That's a very
nice.
Good answer, John. Really good answer. So hey. I just sent you guys a picture. I'm sorry, John, if you could just for 1 second. Check out the text message I sent you. It's a photograph of Jim McMahon. Tell me if you can see how I could have missed this being Jim McMahon.
1,000%. He just looks like a regular dude.
But it's hard.
I think it looks like Jim
McMahon.
Yeah,
so I don't know if it's because I know.
In the eyes, it does.
It looks exactly like Jim McMahon.
I can't look at this and see anything else than Jim McMahon, but I think it might be because I know it's Jim McMahon.
Yeah, we just heard the story.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, what's your ruling on this?
I wouldn't have known that's Jim McMahon.
Would not have?
No. No, I would not have.
Yeah.
Now, when was the last time you saw Jim McMahon?
I've never seen him before.
So as a player, then.
Tommy Green. Yeah. As a player.
No, but that's what I mean. It's been a long time since you've seen him.
But also, Tommy Green, I got to rip Tommy here. He's like, hey, Joe, this is Jim. Hey, Jim, this is Joe.
Oh, he's got to say this
so
is Jim.
So I think
McMahon.
I'm talking to, you know, some guy named Jim.
You are.
I mean, you were, yeah.
So to help you out, both my folks were school teachers, and my dad has always been terrible with names.
Yeah.
I mean, to this day, he calls my brother and myself, he calls us Bubba, right? So he would go through 34 years of teaching. Obviously, he taught a lot of people. Hey, Mr. Davis. Hey, there he is. Hey, what was your name? John. I know that. What's your last name? So he would get it out of him. He goes,
clever.
Oh, I know that.
Clever.
He's like, oh, John Ritchie. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is so good.
Oh, yeah. He does. He's, if I had a nickel for every time he's not it, I'd be, oh, my
master.
God.
I love unbelievable. It. All right, let's get to, we have two different Twitter poll questions of the day today, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. Armin's sizzling summer sell down has arrived, and so has the all-new 2024 Chevy Trax, starting at only $21,995. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. All right, the first poll question. Do you think the Phillies will make a significant trade today, yes or no? Before John assesses the way people have been voting today on Twitter, let's all weigh in ourselves. I'll say, again, significant being the word, I will say yes. John, what do you say?
I will say yes also. I think Brandon Marsh, and that was significant.
Oh, that's significant. Yes. Yeah, they got a starter. James, significant?
No. I think they'll get a bat who's like a platoon bat and a relief pitcher, but I don't think it'll be. I think it might end up being significant for the team, but in the moment, I don't think we'll say it's
like the Sosa trade last year would not have been something we'd say significant in the day.
Right.
He did contribute in October.
It mattered, yeah.
Right. But significant, even with what he did in October, significant would probably be an oversell. I mean, you know, he was just a part-time player. Ben, significant, yes or no?
I agree with James. I think they'll make a trade, but it won't be significant.
Joe?
I'll say yes. I think they're going to get someone that's an impactful player, Marsh level in left field.
All right, three yeses, two noes. John, what do you think the votes came in today on Twitter?
71% say yes.
Opposite.
Like literally, right?
Wow.
72% say no. So as the clock ticks, people are they're like, where's my trade? What, they're losing hope on a trade.
It's Dave Dombrowski. I mean, don't we expect that a trade will occur?
Well, there is something to be said for
dealing Dombo. Would you expect – do you think Adam Duvall's significant trade?
I would put that right underneath significant.
Right.
Yeah, that's not quite significant.
Yeah, that's why I think Adam Duvall is the type of guy they'll end up with.
By the way, before we get to the next Twitter poll today and that result, Joe, let's play the audio of Rob Thompson. Rob Thompson 3, that's our inside baseball code for certain audio. Rob Thompson talking after last night's game. Certainly there is a possibility they won't make a trade. Now, what else is he going to say when asked if he has enough to win without a trade? But he said what you'd expect, but he said it with a certain degree of conviction. Here's Rob Thompson on the possibility of no trade.
I've said all along, I love this group. I love the character. I love the talent that we've got. If we did nothing, I think this team is good enough to win the whole thing. And so that's really what I concern myself with. I'm not the GM. I'm not the president of baseball operations. I'm the manager of this ball club. And so whatever we have in here, we go with. And I think if we play up to our capability, we're good enough to win.
Now, there's really nothing else he's going to say.
No.
And I will say this. They do have enough to have a chance to win the World Series.
Absolutely they do.
And of course they do. It's basically the same team as last year plus Trey Turner and Taijuan Walker instead of Zach Eflin and Craig Kimbrell instead of, I don't know, whoever the heck was like.
I mean, they're 8 games above 500 and their best players are all underachieving.
Right.
Every single one of them is underachieving.
They've also been a little lucky, though. They've won a lot of one-run games. I mean, their run differential points to a team that's closer to 500. Joe, I actually think they are – they could win the World Series if they get in, but if they do nothing today, they could miss the playoffs.
That is true.
There are 7 teams for 3 spots. I mean, like, if they just stand pat, we could wake up on October 1st and say, had they missed the playoffs by a game? Like, that's possible. I think they actually need more help to get there than to win it when they get
there. Well, especially when all these other teams have made moves.
Exactly.
I mean, like, almost every team they're competing with has made a move. The Giants, the Cubs, like, all of these teams. Every single
one. Let me ask this question. Better chance that the Phillies miss the playoffs or get to the National League Championship Series?
Right now, I would say miss the playoffs.
I agree with that.
I mean, I hope by 6 p.m. tonight I feel differently because they've acquired someone that makes me feel like, all right, they'll get over the
hump.
Guys,
we might acquire Justin Verlander today.
Which obviously would help.
Right.
That would be awesome.
That would be substantial.
Yeah, that's significant. Yeah, that's a big name.
That's so good. All right, let's get to the second Twitter poll question today. It is, how do you feel about Doc Rivers being named to the lead NBA announcing team for this upcoming NBA season? 3 choices. A, happy. He's a good announcer. B, irritated. Don't need to hear from that guy anymore. C, don't care. Joe, you're the only person I think that hasn't weighed in on it yet. Where do you stand on Doc?
Well, I'm happy for this perspective. I want to hear Doc unfiltered on Harden and Embiid, assuming Harden's here, in the playoffs next year. He's going to be on the calls.
Will you get unfiltered?
Well, you'll get more than we used to get. You know, we got a little bit when he was on the Bill Simmons podcast, a month ago?
Yeah, but you know what he is? Here's my problem with that, Joe.
wants back in.
He's coached at once back in guy, and he's kissed. I was going to say asses of stars. Yeah, stars asses. Do I think when he's announcing the NBA Finals? Oh, first off, I don't think James Harden's going to be in the NBA Finals. But you get my point.
Yeah.
Big game. James Harden's there. Do I think he goes hard on Harden? No, because I think he knows, like.
Yeah, that'll get back to guys.
That'll get back to guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be right on that. And that would be a shame because that's what I want to hear. Like the stuff he knows about those two guys that he never really shared with us, but obviously for a national
audience. He was a good announcer.
He was very good. I think people forget. It's been a while.
Yeah.
He's been coaching for
so
long.
I don't remember ever hearing a game that Doc's done.
Oh, he was awesome. Excellent.
Steve, he really was.
Steve Kerr was good.
Great.
Doc was good. Yep. Like, these guys were good. All right, so, Joe, would you say you're happy, irritated, or don't care?
Happy. I want to hear Doc.
All right, John, where do you think the votes came in? And let me tell you
this.
I think
Irritated wins this one.
Something wins it in a landslide. Which one do you think it is?
Yeah, Irritated. B.
No.
No. Happy?
Don't care.
Don't care.
Ben's calling
Ben
C.
Ben was saying C the whole time. Yeah.
Ben's giving me sign language C over there.
It.
Ben's right.
Oh,
don't
wow.
care got 77%
wow.
of the vote.
A big number.
That shocks
That's
me.
I'm shocked.
For somebody who was so disliked around here.
Especially just to click don't care on a Twitter poll is such a, you know, like.
Extreme apathy.
Who do you even care? Exactly.
Well, especially
he was
a Philadelphia sports coach for 3 years, and he was up until like a month and a half ago. That's just, I'm surprised. I'm perplexed by this one. 15% said irritated, 8% said happy. I am baffled by that poll. I'm going to be honest. That one surprised
me. Is it possible that people have gone so far past irritated that they're just saying that they don't care?
Yes.
That feels like the entire Sixers conversation.
Yeah, the team. You're right.
That is true. Yeah. Let's go to Drew right now in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
How we doing, folks? I have a couple, you know, specific, like, thoughts and, like, ideas around the trade deadline, but I'll just say broadly first, I think if Dombrowski doesn't make a major move, I think it's really disappointing. Like, this is what he does. This is what he's hired to do. This is what he's done with, like, every organization he's ever run. So I think if he, like, sits on his hands today or it's just something super small, I think that's a big disappointment.
Well,
I expect something.
It would be. Again, to Joe's point, Drew, I mean, there is a chance they miss the playoffs. Look, they could miss the playoffs with a trade. And again, Drew, you know, no one even talks about this, but if they suffer a big injury or two, then they're really in trouble. I mean, think about it. Like, Zach, this is around when Zach Wheeler got hurt last year. Imagine if he missed a month. Imagine if Bryson Stott got hurt. Now you'd have a real problem.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be a major issue.
A major issue.
Because I think what's undervalued is his second base play as well.
He's been a very good second base.
He's been outstanding.
Drew, go ahead, pal.
Yeah, I just think to make like any noise in the playoffs, they, you know, really have to do something. And I had a kind of creative idea I wanted to just run by you guys, get your thoughts. So like I follow like a lot of Yankees media just from like having lived in New York for a while, and a lot of people think they're gonna sell. And you know, there's the pitcher Luis Severino, who's been like horrible, who's been a head case this year, but I feel like he's an interesting kind of like buy low candidate where you stick him in the pen of like, okay, you're like seventh inning guy, and try to let Caleb Cotham kind of, you know, work with him and try to figure that out, almost like the role Eflin was playing down the stretch and in the playoffs last year. So I'm just curious on your guys' thoughts there. I think that could be an interesting kind of buy low move that Dombrowski could look into.
Yeah, Drew, his stuff's still there. I mean, he still has his fastball. He's just been, I mean, his ERA in July was like 10.
A disaster.
He got blown up on
Sunday
night.
And he's also like an all-time can't-stay-healthy guy, too.
Yeah. Yes.
But for 2 months, if they're giving him away.
Yeah, as a bullpen
sure.
piece? Yeah.
I would take it, Drew.
Yeah, I just feel like maybe you can get like him and like a Harrison Bader combo or something, and then there's your righty bat in the outfield who plays like pretty good defense and can run a little bit. And since they're both like rentals, I don't think it's going to cost you like a ton, especially just with how bad Severino's been. But I think with like Cotham working with them, maybe he could be redeemable in the pen.
Well, the one thing that's interesting is Dombrowski did the one-stop shopping last year with the Angels. I know it was multiple trades. But it wouldn't shock me if he does that again. He trades for a reliever and a bat from the same team.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just think
he did it with Texas the year before, too, with Gibson and Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ian Kennedy, remember that?
I tried to forget it. Thanks for bringing it back up.
Who were those guys they got, James, 3 years ago? All those pitchers?
They had Brandon Workman.
Brandon Workman, Heath Hembree.
They all stunk.
Heath Hembree gave up a home run every time.
He might be the worst Phillies pitcher I've ever seen in my life.
It was not ideal.
Remember they had the worst bullpen in baseball and then added guys, and then they had a worse bullpen than the worst bullpen in baseball? All right, Drew, two really cool prizes today. Who marches to the beat of their own drum?
All right, I'm going to give you an answer with some Philly sports connection a little bit. Ricky Williams marched to the beat of his own drum.
He did.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yes, he did. All right, good answer right there, Ricky Williams. You know, it's funny because he had a strange career and obviously didn't get off to a good start, but he did crank it up for 2 or 3 years. I think he had like an 1800 in there.
He did.
Somewhere.
Yeah. He did.
I think he finished with the Dolphins.
He
finished with over 10,000 career rushing yards.
He had a good career.
Which people, like, based on the ups and downs, you're like, that never happened.
John, he did nothing with this or little with the Saints. He got to the Dolphins and for a couple of years was really good.
I did not remember that. 10,000 yards, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I know he had an 1,800-plus season. I know he did, yeah.
Here, I'm pulling it up right now. Ricky Williams. So here's the deal. He's drafted, obviously, by the Saints. We know the deal, 99. Plays there for 3 years. Two of the 3 years, he's over 1,000. His first year with Miami in 2002, 1,853 yards. Yeah. He followed that up with a 1,372.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I did. I felt like Ricky Williams was a bust.
He finished.
Well, when a team trades their whole draft for you, you know?
Like Mike Ditka trading the whole draft.
Changes the perspective on it and your expectations.
He finished with 10,009 yards.
Wow.
Pretty amazing, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Really
that's,
solid.
That's pretty incredible. Yeah. Hey, Time's Yours is up ahead. A lot more phone calls as well as we roll till 10. When I say we, that's the collection of this show. But then Joe and Hugh's show till 2. And then, of course, 2 to 6, John and Ike. All the shows here today, the next, many hours up ahead till 6 o'clock, right on through the trade deadline. All from McGurk's on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center, and we are very close to PI Dental Center. We're in Horsham right now, but Fort Washington, the home base of PI Dental Center, they've got decades of experience in complex dental treatment, and you can be a patient of PI Dental, much like I have been now. For 2 decades. Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, sensational at what they do. Board-certified prosthodontists, they specialize in the restoration and replacement of teeth. They're also the originators of the Teeth of the Day, a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in just one day. And they're great people, by the way. Group of them were here earlier today in the 6 o'clock hour before heading off to work. Get yourself to PI Dental Center. If you need help with your teeth, maybe you need a big fix, an issue from childhood, maybe a more recent issue, an accident, a fall, some sort of car accident, PI Dental Center can really help you. Go to the website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.